Don't let a bad battery leave you stranded. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery free of charge. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery for your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. Keep your vehicle on the road by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, later we're going to be joined by Stacey Dales of the NFL Network. So many questions for her, but we can unpack some right now. One is the report that the Texans are interested in Antonio Brown.
Oh, my.
Is that a fit in your mind?
There are not many things that leave me speechless. That is one of them. Yes. Yes, Bill O'Brien, the general manager who should not be a general manager. You trade away the number one option for Deshaun Watson, 33% of the offense for the past 2 years for the Texans. You give him away, basically,
yep,
for a song. And you give him away because you have personal issues with him. You don't like the fact that maybe he has, you know, his people around him or whatever. But DeAndre Hopkins is nothing but an incredible teammate and citizen. But you don't like his power in the locker room. And you're thinking of bringing in Antonio Brown, who is still under a probing investigation with the NFL that is not resolved. I mean, we don't even need
for
to get into these
whole
issues.
Bunches of historical issues.
For, you know, beating women. Look what he did to Las Vegas when they were the Oakland Raiders. I mean, left them high and dry. You are trading away Hopkins, and you are considering, you are the top contender to bring in AB. I don't even have words. What can I say?
Well, we may get a word here from Stacey Dales.
I can't wait to ask her.
She is a reporter for the NFL Network.
Wow.
Stacey, welcome in. You're talking to David and Carla.
Good morning, you guys. Great to join you on a Friday.
Well, great to have you. Carla is having a fit here because there's this
Stacey,
report.
I need you here. Wow.
that Antonio Brown might make a comeback here with the Houston Texans. Is that reasonable? Is that possible? Is that a good fit for the Texans?
No, I'm with Carla.
Gosh. I mean, you give away DeAndre Hopkins for a song because you have personal issues with him, and you're thinking of bringing in more issues than you could ever imagine. I'm scratching my head here. What's going on?
Yeah, one of the biggest things I've learned, you guys, in the National Football League is you don't want to add drama to your roster. It is just a media nightmare. It's a distraction in the locker room. I mean, he's incredibly talented, and we'll see. I mean, you know, Bill O'Brien is a coach that kind of dictates the locker room, I would say. So
yes,
when you have a veteran coach like that who, you know, can really put his pulse on players, you can bring in a guy like that. But, you know, when you think about the drama that ensued with Antonio Brown just, what, a season ago, and, you know,
you're right.
Then Oakland, now Las Vegas Raiders. It, you know, you just don't want that blemish in your locker room.
No, I know. I'm just so confused, and I feel like this is yet another example, and I would love to get your thoughts on this, Stacey, because you are not in Houston like we are. I feel like Bill O'Brien, the GM, is making it impossible for Bill O'Brien, the coach, to succeed.
It's really a tough hat to wear when you're both the GM and the head coach. I mean, if you think about, like, Bill Belichick, right, I mean, you can have a pulse like that because you've been there for so long. You've won so, you've really ostensibly won so much. But when you give away DeAndre Hopkins, and I just think they're a different football team now. When I look at this division, you guys, I think the Colts, I mean, we obviously have seen Jacksonville. We saw them last night. Tennessee is, you know, right there with Tannehill and what they're doing. They control the clock. They defend you. They're just different without DeAndre Hopkins. And I'm one of those DeAndre Hopkins fans. I mean, you know, for me, Devontae Adams and D-Hop are the two really best receivers in the National Football League. T.Y. Hilton's right there. And there are some good ones. But I just, you know, when I look at Bill O'Brien, to answer your question, Carla, concentrate on coaching and getting the play calls done, right? I mean, I think he's a great coach. I have incredible respect for him. But you've lost one of the best receivers that we've seen in the last decade in the NFL to the Arizona Cardinals. And I just I don't want that distraction in my locker room.
We are talking to Stacey Dales of the NFL Network. Okay, I'd love to ask you about the 0-2 teams, because there are a handful of teams that we thought would do pretty well, Eagles, Texans, et cetera, who've started 49ers, who've started 0-2. Which of those 0-2 teams do you see still having a shot to make the playoffs?
Oh, my goodness. What a question. I mean, so I'm really reluctant, you guys, to comment on anything with two games down. We're in week three. I don't know. The 49ers, the rash of injuries there, I would love to hear your thoughts. I mean, it's nuts how we saw on Thursday Night Football last night, guys, that, you know, they're superpower stars. When you think about, like, Solomon Thomas and mm-hmm. Bosa, mm-hmm. I mean, they're gone for the season. So I don't know, you know, what that looks like for them. But, you know, for me, I'm more focused. I would tell you I'm more focused on the teams that are 2-0 that shock me.
Right.
You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, like, so who shocks you? Arizona? Raiders? Who do
you
think?
How about Chicago? I mean, I look at the Chicago-Atlanta game that's coming up. Atlanta at 0-2, Chicago at 2-0. How do either of these teams have these records?
Yeah, I'm not shocked by Atlanta. I'm not shocked by Atlanta 0-2. I'm not shocked by Chicago 2-0. I also look at the opponent every team.
Sure.
Right? But the Chicago Bears are interesting. I mentioned the Colts. I think they're interesting. Phillip Rivers. The other thing that I've looked at, you guys, and I covered sort of the Sunday night game with Drew Brees, and we're getting ready for Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the quarterbacks who are older that people are like, after 2 weeks, they're saying they're not good enough. Like, so Phillip Rivers for me and Drew Brees, I'm like, let's pump the brakes, you guys. Put the records aside. Look at the conversations about these quarterbacks as we head into week three. I still think these guys have it. I still think Drew Brees has it. I still think Phillip Rivers has it. I believe in Mitch Trubisky, Carla.
Wow. Stacey, I want to hear. Tell me why I should.
I believe in him because he really did. He went overtime this offseason. And when you put the work in, I mean, you guys know this industry we work in, if you don't prepare,
sure,
you're nothing. So when I look at quarterbacks, it's the most important position in the game. Mitch Trubisky did some things this offseason that would strike people as different if they really knew the sort of undertone of how he approached this offseason. So I'm a believer because of that. Preparation is everything in this game. And, you know, again, so you got a young quarterback there, and you've got some of these older quarterbacks. Drew Brees, 41 years old. We'll see what he does against Aaron Rodgers. I think that's a fantastic storyline. You know, they don't draft a wide receiver, but they bring in, you know, a rookie quarterback.
Another head-scratcher.
Jordan Love. And so, like, I think that pushed Rodgers to a different level, and he's playing like it.
What about Carson Wentz? How concerned should we be about his first two games?
How about last season plus the first two games?
Guys, I mean, that's an 0-2 team, right? I mean, He's just so injury-prone at this stage. I have covered this team on and off through the years. And, listen, Carson Wentz has incredible talent. The injuries are there. There are concerns. But it sometimes seems like he can't get out of his own head.
Agreed.
You know, do you understand? Like, there are cases in which you wonder how he is processing what he wants to do, given what the coach wants to do, if that makes sense. So, you know, I've talked to people close to their team over the years, and I feel since he's been there, and I feel like that's possibly an issue. We'll see.
Well, I think that his play, you know, where I think he really lacks is in his decision-making. It's not his first or second year in the league, and he's not playing like a franchise quarterback. And to me, I look at his college career. He was very injury-prone in college. And so, you know, I don't know. I think the Eagles are in a mess of a situation with him, and I don't get the feeling, and I would be curious to ask you about this, Stacey, read several things, that he's not beloved in his locker room either, which – is a problem when you're under center.
Yeah, it's it's an interesting discussion. I mean, when you think about the opponents, Carla, that he's faced in Washington and Los Angeles, mm-hmm. I mean, the Rams are obviously, they're a good football team. They're well coached. Again, when you talk about the decision making, you know, I know a couple people close to this team, and I think he gets in his own way.
Right.
I just do. I mean, here's what we'll learn. They have the Bengals. I believe they go on the road against the Niners, who, again, are so injured, vastly injured, and then the Steelers, who I think you guys, I think we'll see what happens with the Ravens and Steelers, but that division is something else this year.
Is.
Yeah.
But we'll learn a lot through the next few games for this Philly team and Carson Wentz.
We're talking to Stacey Dales of the NFL Network. All right, I'm going to do this for Carla because she's a deep Raiders fan. But how impressed were you by that victory over the Patriots?
You mean Saints? They've got Patriots coming up.
Saints, sorry. Yeah, Patriots this weekend.
The Saints in Sin City. That was the first problem.
No, but it's a very impressive win over a very complete Saints team.
Yeah, it was something, wasn't it? You know, my favorite part of it, I don't know if you guys caught this, but when you see the GM, Mike Mayock, who's a good friend of mine, and Gruden at the end of the game on the runoff, and they're like throwing each other up. They're like, you know, they're like hugging, like, we just won the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah.
I loved that. That was, to me, such a show of, in a pandemic, which has been the oddest time. I hope you guys both are, you know, doing well, and everybody out there is doing well, because it's been really a scary and weird time, I would say.
Yeah,
but to see
sure.
the celebration like that on the field, that was, for me, everything. And I love Josh Jones, the running back. I'm always happy for Carr when he plays well, because there's so many naysayers about him. And their offensive line is always pretty good.
Yeah.
Mike Mayock, I think what he's showing us, you guys, and you love this team, Carla, he is really, he showed us at NFL Network for years as our draft guru. He is masterful in finding players that he can put a pulse on. They're going to be good, and they are. And I think he has great ties with Bill Belichick in New England, and he's showing it with this Raiders crew.
Awesome stuff. That's Stacey Dales of the NFL Network. Stacey, thank you so much for joining us.
It is an absolute pleasure. Have a wonderful week three, guys.
Take care.
Thanks, Stacey. Talk soon.